Hi, I'm Sydney Hoyer.
Hi, I'm Annalise Admiral.
I'm Annika Terpstra.
I'm Mira Ford.
And the four of you are the leaders of the Pella Christian Girls cross country team this season. First of all, what has this year been like? You've had some meets, some tough meets so far, some big competition, and obviously a lot of different races to challenge you between the beginning of the season and now.
Yeah, I think we've grown a lot since last season. I feel like we're a lot more motivated. Our theme this year is driven, and I think we really fit that theme this year. Ever since the beginning of the season, we've been a lot more driven, I think.
Well, and you talked about last year, Annalise, you've been with this program for a long time. What's it been like growing through this program, and especially being where you are at this season, where you're having some pretty competitive times with some pretty good runners?
Yeah, so I've been running for 5 years now, so I've seen a lot of improvement with the team, and throughout the season especially, everyone's been doing great, and I really see how this the theme driven has been really integrated into the team aspect. I'm really proud of how far Coach Bukite has led us and been able to strengthen our team and our abilities, so I'm really proud of how this season has been going.
For the two of you, what are your early impressions? I guess we're halfway through the season, if not more. What are your impressions of the year so far?
Yeah, I mean, every week we reflect on our rate of how hard we've been pushing in practice, and really every week we've been giving it our all and working hard, so we are very driven.
Yeah, I've been injured, so I've been running, but I've been observing, and everyone seems to be pushing really hard, and I've noticed growth, like, from when I got, like, in the other people around me, from when I've got injured. I've just observed them get faster, which is really cool and inspiring.
What's it been like a couple times to have a team score this year? I know, obviously, you've been dealing with some injuries, but last year it wasn't until you got to the conference meet that you were able to do that. How has that helped you, especially when you're running, knowing that at the end at least you'll have five times that can count, and that how that pushes you in the team standings?
I think that encourages us a lot while we're running to push ourselves a lot harder, because if you're running for yourself, it's not as important, but if you're running for your teammates that you train with every day, it's a lot more motivating, I think.
I think it's really cool from a team aspect that we'll be able to score as a team. It's really brought us closer together, and it's been able to push ourselves and push each other to do our best in every activity that we do.
Well, and how does that help you when you are preparing for the postseason? Because the goal is probably to get to state as a team. And that may be tricky, obviously, depending on where you end up going. But how does it help knowing that you're going to have teammates that are pushing you in races and here at practice?
Yeah, it's just really encouraging just to, train with people and go through hard things together, because it's just more encouraging to go through it all together, and have goals to push towards together.
Well, Mira, you just mentioned you're injured. What's the road to recovery like? And well, you know, what are the prospects now for the rest of your season as you try to get back and help these girls get some postseason success?
Well, right now I'm really taking it slow. We don't really know exactly what the road to recovery looks like. But I hope that I can run again before the end of the season. And so, yeah.
This will air after Tuesday's race. Basically, between now and the end of the year, you just have postseason left with the conference meet and then the district meet. Where are the goals of the team at this point, and what do you hope to accomplish over the next few weeks to get to a point where you are competitive in that district race?
Yeah, so, I mean, as a team right now, it's looking pretty good, but right now we're just going towards PRs and personal bests. I think it's been a really good season, and last year we were really close to making it to state, so we're just going to try our best and see where state qualifying takes us.
And where is Coach Bukite, or what has he said to you about where your times are at and where they could be in a couple weeks, and how has your training tried to get you to the point where you'll be running your fastest at that district meet?
Last year, I know that we dropped a lot of time, like everybody did at the last meet, like a minute usually, so we're hoping to do that again and keep pushing. We have two meets before that too, so hopefully we'll drop some in those races too.
Anything to add to that in terms of the training and how that's preparing you? I guess my other question is that a lot of you have had similar times at meets too and run at a similar pace. How has that helped you in training, where you can probably push each other as opposed to maybe if you guys were super spread out? And how do you think that helps you that your times are pretty close as a unit?
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just really nice to run together and go through hard things together. And it's just fun to see, to keep pushing to close the gaps between each other. I know Sydney and Annalise have been doing that quite well, and I'm hoping to catch up to them a little bit more, and just having Mira behind me and, well, us all just, pushing together, closer together and faster together, so.
Well, and what would it mean if you got a chance to go run up there at Fort Dodge and be a part of the state meet? What would it mean to you, and what would it mean, do you think, for the program to take that next big step?
Yeah, I think it would be huge just because Pella Christian Cross Country has never made it to state. So I think it would just be huge for the school to see us all go there. And yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be great. We have a really good opportunity, and I think we could really compete there. I don't know what the season will bring, but we're just going to try our best and try our hardest and see where that takes us.
The leaders of the Pella Christian Cross Country Girls team, all the best to you in the postseason, and hopefully we have some exciting things to talk about later this month. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.